conversation.
From a press man?
Yes, sir.
Why in the hell would the press man get his calls?
I think it must have been a setup. He wouldn't tell me. Saying that both Colson and Haldeman encouraged him to cause electronic eavesdropping, and that, and Colson may have trimmed this a bit, that Haldeman knew of the plan to bug the Watergate in advance. And, well, that's about as far as he went with me. He said that Magruder has, oh, the other thing, and then most important, he was asked, well, didn't John Mitchell know about this? And he said, John Mitchell really didn't control the committee.
Boy.
But Chuck says, when you listen to the whole tape, it's pretty evident what he's trying to do.
Turning it from Mitchell.
Turning it from Mitchell to the White House. And he said he really doesn't turn it from Mitchell. But when you take the thing on its four corners, he hangs Mitchell too. Now, Chuck's going to write up a scenario. But he feels strongly that you ought to have a counsel, that Dean ought to leave. He thinks Dean ought to be fired. But that's
why fired.
Because he thinks Dean will be seriously implicated in the obstruction of justice thing, which he sees as probably the most serious exposure right now. Provided you move quickly on the Watergate and get a special counsel in, have you move vigorously against Mitchell and Magruder, that will damp off the obstruction of justice thing. I don't know why he thinks that. But he said he has reason to think that would satisfy the U.S. attorney. And that he thinks that Mitchell has contrived these Magruder off-the-record sessions to expiate the whole thing by serving up Haldeman on a dish. And he, Mitchell, would get by if in fact the Senate had Haldeman and could nail it. These things, these stories presumably are timed to come out just ahead of the Irving thing.
Some know what Porter is.
Yeah, apparently he knows. He didn't tell me, but he knows.
Or even given to the press.
To him. Now, he says the obstruction of justice thing is running fast, that they will attempt to prove a conspiracy to obstruct justice, which will involve a lot of people who are not direct actors. And he said that will lead to the very door of the Oval Office. So he said it's very important to move on this other front. In order to try and
dampen the door of the Oval Office, he means what?
I can't imagine what he means. I don't know.
To Haldeman?
I asked him to Haldeman, and he said, well, I know that, speaking of me, he said, I know you and Bob were both talking to Dean about this, but he said, I think I was your only involvement. So, he's obviously got his own fish to fry, and he's decided that Mitchell ought to be sunk.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of on the same theory. I think Chuck has some exposure on the obstruction of justice side, and he's still on the hard line in the Irving Committee, that no witnesses should be sent to the Irving Committee, except those who are the subject of criminal charges, and then only in executive session, but under no circumstances any on television. Parenthetically, I talked to Howard Baker a while ago, and I said to him that neither George or Phil Brock had really
carry the day? And he said, no, I could see they weren't going to. Well, he said, I still am as firm on this as I ever was, but he said, I won't beat you over the head with it. He said, and I said, well, I think our position ought to be executive session. And I spelled out the reasons for that. And he said, well, I think you better talk to Senator Urban about that direct. He said, I wouldn't have my heart in that. And so why don't you just contact him directly on that? And I said, well, you know, I'm feeling the need for another meeting maybe on Monday to talk out some of these differences. He said, that'd be fine with him.
Well, let's see where we stand. Where does Magruder get out of this immunity?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. He's a cooperative. He's a cooperative witness.
What does that mean?
That helps with a sentence, I suppose.
Helps what?
With a sentence, with whatever is.
Oh, yeah.
I think he must be a little bit cuckoo.
And Bob Grudy, should he, and doesn't he have to get in and talk to him, or is that dangerous?
I think that's dangerous. I think the better way to do it, maybe.
O'Brien.
He's got somebody named Birnbaum as his lawyer, who probably would be just terrified if he knew Magruder were out talking to the press. Now, one of the reasons I wanted to see Dean was to pass the word back to Birnbaum that Magruder is talking to the press. But if we get a special counsel, I think the first guy he ought to talk to is Magruder. He ought to say, well, I've talked to some people here in the White House who say that you have readily admitted to them your implication in this thing, and I just want to verify it. So that he's then in a position to say to the U.S. attorney, I've talked to Magruder. Magruder told me that he was implicated. That'll help. If you decide you want to go down that track, turning in Magruder, what this thing is leading to, I mean, if you take Colson, if Colson is out sowing the seeds of Magruder and Mitchell's destruction, he'll know how to do it very effectively. And I think that he's obviously not under control. Colson isn't, as I see. It's just a matter of time before he flushes it. Yes. And that's sort of the sort of hidden message in all this.
The Colson flushes it out. The reason being that he wants to pin it on Mitchell.
He wants to keep it over there in the committee. His whole strategy is to keep it all in the committee.
What should Mitchell do?
Colson says that he has a source in the Mudge firm who reports on Mitchell's frame of mind and so on. And that John is doing a lot of daytime drinking now, which doesn't surprise me particularly.
No.
Which might account for a certain amount of his sense of detachment from all of this.
Well, we have to face this fact. I mean, there's this Magruder out here, is, you know, the only sacred of loose cannon.
Yep.
Doesn't this argue against the Hollywood sacred?
Yeah, I think it does. I think it does. I would think if this kind of thing is going to come out, that there ought to be no Hollywood statement in advance of it.
That's right.
We know that the bullet's actually been fired. Now, one way to do this that occurred to me, since Bob and Chuck are the two victims of this thing, would be for Bob to call Chuck, tell him that I had told him about the tape, ask him to bring the tape over, and let's see if the tape exists, and let's see what it really does say. And then maybe blow the Magruder tape. I don't know what the circumstances of Colson having it would be, but blow it and expose it and attack it. Take the offensive on it.
You know what Colson says about the instruction on getting right to the door of the Oval Office? I pinned him down on that.
All right.
What the hell did he talk about? At least there's no discussion.
I haven't any idea.
Of obstruction of justice in this office.
I haven't any idea what he's talking about.
About the,
and I didn't ask him. I probably should have. Arguable.
Is it, or is it?
In the meeting that he course he gets Mitchell on the suit.
Well, when I say this, they went over and tested.
Yeah, I mean, that'll come out, and that'll hook Dean. But a guy like Gurney, or this Thompson, if he's any good, could take a witness like Magruder and make a lot of points on him. Whether he can destroy him or not, I don't know. I'm told that he's an adroit witness. I'm very credible.
Well, you can only destroy a witness, John, if you have the cooperation of the press.
Yes.
In this instance, the press would want to believe Ritter.
Well,
just like they want to believe McCord.
Here again, if you had him on television, and people would be able to judge for themselves.
Yeah.
But Magruder apparently came off before Sirica with flying colors.
Yes, with a total lie.
Yeah.
Is it not important, therefore, to get Magruder before the grand jury? Or is it?
Yes, so that he stands indicted.
Magruder, I suppose,
if a little bitty guy came in and delivered the U.S. attorney 10 big guns, yes. But if one of 10 big guys came in who had already testified and said, okay, now I'm going to change my testimony and come clean on five of my colleagues, we'd say, go jump in the lake, fella.
They consider Magruder a big guy?
I think so. Because I mentioned Magruder in the course of talking about people. I said, you're concerned in this. I didn't say you. I said, the concern here is that somehow or another the Justice Department would be seen as granting favors.
Sure.
And we wouldn't want to give that impression.
I want you to get to pin Colson down when he says this thing goes to legal office.
All right.
I don't know. I mean, he sure as hell is not the only time I ever heard, except for the time you and I walked on the beach, I've ever heard about this goddamn thing.
Okay.
I came in one afternoon and said that he talked to Hunt.
Yeah.
He don't need to talk to Hunt.
Yeah.
He don't need to talk to Hunt.
I will find out what he means by that. I just regret that.
Thank you.